name. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. Amen. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Praise God. And our address is 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. A number to reach us is 800-373-6948. Amen. This is our leadership prayer. Praise God. I was trying to give people time to be able to call in. Amen. But it's good to be prompt in the kingdom. Praise God. Amen. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is coming back like a thief in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that we shall be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. Beloved, you got to learn to be ready. You got to learn to be present. You got to learn to be on time. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so today we have, amen, a dynamic intercessor. Praise God. Amen. Grace in the prophetic. Amen. Praise God. Grace in deliverance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, God is going to break it off and fix it for you right now. He's going to impart it in you on this day. Amen. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the man of God. Amen. The things that I share with you just as an introduction. Amen. To the mantle, to the grace, to the anointing on his life. Amen. For the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. These things are minimum. Amen. God will unfold so much more. Amen. You be that one in this service that is putting a demand on the Spirit of the Lord that you may get your portion. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so the prayer intercessor today, amen, is Prophet Jaquan Harris. Amen. Praise God. He exceedingly grace is how many commonly identify with the prophet. But there is more to him than a catch slogan. Hailing from New Haven, Connecticut, by way of Greenville, North Carolina, Prophet Harris is a millennial prophet mantled for the masses. His unapologetic, untraditional approach to the word of God is the reason many seek him out. The prophet has seen many dark days and experienced many failures and hardships. However, this birthed the love for his ministry, concentration, as well as his para-ministries. Mental health and mental health awareness are big on the mind of the millennial prophet. He often says there's nothing wrong with having a quirk as long as you address it and handle it. Amen. Outside of his love for mental health, Prophet Harris is a lover of the untouchables. He loves the drug dealer, the prostitute, the pregnant teen, the down low preacher, and all who hide. Prophet Harris is for those who everyone hates. Once being rejected himself, he understands the power of love, the power of patience, the power of deliverance, and standing still until seeing the salvation of the Lord, addressing demonic powers, setting captives free, and realigning men into destiny and purpose is why Prophet Harris believes he is here. He is called to shift climates and shatter glass ceilings. Currently, Prophet Jay serves under his father, Prophet Dwayne Britt, LLWA. Outside of ministry, the millennial prophet is currently in certification course and strengthening his. All right, now, beloved, I'm done with the bio. Amen. Praise God. I'm done because there are many prophecies that birth this prophet. Praise God. From his youth. Praise God. And he ministered at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. And when he walked the floor from the pulpit to the door, deliverance took place. Amen. I'm not going to say anymore. Amen. Praise God. But I pray that your faith is active to receive what God is releasing today. Amen. Prophet Jaquan Harris. Amen. With exceedingly great joy do I release this line to you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Exceeding grace, everyone. Exceeding grace, Apostle. I greet you in the strong name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. I'm not going to be before you long, but I am going to obey God. as I was praying, and I give honor to Apostle AJ. Thank you so much for allowing me this time and this opportunity. I also give honor to my spiritual father who is on the line, Pastor Prophet Dwayne Britt, and I thank him for allowing me to do this and everyone else who is here. God bless you. Before I get into prayer, I begin to pray and I ask the Lord what it was that he wanted to do. And I begin to ask him what it was that he wanted to say in this moment. And when I went before the Lord began to give me something to pray through. And I also honor my mother who's here. I asked the Lord to give me something to give you guys. And so as I was praying, now, walk with me a little bit. I'm a talk back to me kind of preacher. So if you talk back, I'm not going to get offended. I preach over that. Don't even worry about it. And so this morning, the Lord took me to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. Listen to me for a little bit, and then we're going to pray. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, it says this. In the fourth verse, it says, "So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep." The Bible says again in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 4, "So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength to weep." Beloved, for a second before we get into prayer, I want to talk to you from the subject topic, what do I do now? I'll give you my subject topic when I'm ready. I want you to say, what do I do now? As the Lord began to talk to me, we see in this story, we are introduced to David. The Bible says that David is on his way back to Ziklag. The backstory to that in 1 Samuel 29, it talks about how David was on his way to go and fight against the regime that was going to raise up against Saul. The Bible says that the Philistine commander told the king who David had found refuge and solace with, he said, "Listen, I understand you like David. David's cool with you when you're taking up for David, and that's great. But listen here, David is not going to fight in this battle because I cannot trust his integrity." And so the Philistine commander told the king that David had found refuge with, "Send him away. He can go back to the place that you gave him, but he will not fight in this battle."
My God.
The Bible says that after this, David is now following the instruction that was given to him. Now, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 30, now to catch you up where we are, David and his men returned to Ziklag, and Ziklag is now burned down. The Bible says that Ziklag is burned, and everything in Ziklag has come under siege. That means David's life, that means his children, that means his livestock, that means anything that is connected to him of value have now been seized by the Amalekites. The Bible says that now David brings us to the title of our message, "What do I do now?" The Bible says that David and his men wept until they had no strength. They were in a place of anguish. They were in a place of disparity.
My
they were
God.
In a place where they did not understand what
He's
happened.
Prophet.
And now what do I do now? This is where we are in the body of Christ. As I begin to talk to the Lord, he begins to tell me that a lot of people on this line are asking the Lord, "What do I do now?" I understand we have the prophetic. I understand that teaching is coming. God, that is all good. The prosperity gospel is going out. But, Father, there's something in me that says, "What do I do now?" There's a cry on the inside of my soul that is despairing, that is anguish. God, what do I do now? What do you do when you're in the midst of hard times? What do you do when you're in the midst of things not going right? What do you do when you're in the midst of pressure and things are coming about you? And what do you do when you're following the instruction of the one you found favor with, and then when you come back to find refuge, you found it burned down?
My God.
Do I do now? Let me introduce to you my subtopic. My subtopic is how to respond in crisis. And so the Bible says in the sixth verse that the men were so distressed and displaced by what happened that they had thought about killing David. They thought about killing David because they wanted some recompense for the pain that they were feeling in their soul. They were just with David, but by way of a crisis, they were about to kill him. Have you ever been in a situation where your perspective has changed by way of the crisis that has happened to you? But as your prophet today, I'm here to tell you how to respond in crisis. The Bible says in the 6th verse that David found strength in his God. Step one, what do you do now? You find strength in your God. I don't know about you, but there have been some things that have happened throughout the last 2 years with this pandemic that have literally taken my strength. It has literally taken the wind up out of me. If it's not corona, it's black violence. If it's not black violence, you got folks at the church losing their mind because they have an insatiable thirst that has not been met. There is always something going on. So to settle myself, I have to find strength in my God. Why? Because if I don't find strength in him, the things that happen in the world will literally overtake me and cause me to fail. But in this situation, David had to find strength in his God, because if David did not find strength in his God, he would have made an emotional decision. When you are responding in crisis, beloved, you don't have time to make an emotional decision. The Bible says that David found his strength in God. When you find your strength in God, you allow yourself to be realigned in his presence. So anything that you need to accomplish the task ahead, you can find it in his strength. The Bible says, secondly, that David said in the 7th verse, bring me the ephod. Glory to God. He said, in the 8th verse, that he inquired of the Lord. What am I saying? Step 2, for what do you do now and how to respond in crisis? Glory to God. You have to find yourself in the presence of God. We keep trying to do this outside of his presence and then wonder why we're not filled. And then we wonder why we're running on empty. And then we wonder why things aren't working right, because we're trying to do everything outside of his presence. Your forebrother David said, in you do I move, do I live, and do I have my being. It means absent of you, I can't do anything. And so David found himself in the presence of God. You have to allow yourself to be found in his presence. Why? Because God can realign your thoughts in his presence. Let me help you as your prophetic optometrist today. It's not about what you see. It's about how you see what you see. And David had to have a perspective change in the presence of the Lord. When you get in the presence of God, he will realign you for dominion. And in this text, we see that David was realigned because he found himself in the presence of the Lord. I think I'm talking good. The Bible says, lastly, that after David found himself in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says he inquired of the Lord. And lastly, the Lord answered him. But my question is, are you mature enough to handle the answer that you've been asking for? How do you deal with the crisis that pushes you to the answer that God wants you to have? Huh? David didn't allow this crisis to move him into depression. David didn't allow this crisis to move him to suicidal thoughts. David allowed this crisis to move him to dominion. Glory to God. When his perspective was changed, David went from, Lord, what do I do now, to God, how do I respond in trauma? Because the Lord changed his vision and his perspective when he found himself in the presence of the Lord. You have to find yourself in the presence of God. Three simple steps. And the Bible says that after David asked the Lord answered David. And the Bible says that David pursued, overtook, and conquered. You must understand that you, when you find yourself in God's presence, you will get the strength that you need to overtake the battle that has come your way. I prophesy that the giants that you see today, you shall see them no longer. God is giving you a perspective perspective change for victory. I decree and declare that the tables are changing for you by way of your perspective. You have not lost anything, but you have gained all things by way
Ba 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 ba
to encourage our vision. We thank you for the strangers that you are sending to build and tend to our vineyard. We thank you for the strangers that you are sending with the resources that we need to fund the kingdom. We thank you that the strangers that you are sending, oh God, it would be confirmation and affirmation unto us that you love us and that we are on your mind. We thank you that as we move into dominion, that we bind every spirit that would try to come to stop our momentum.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Against you. I come against all momentum killing devils that will try to stand in the way of your momentum. Be ye moved in the name of Jesus. I send the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn up all ways, all entrapments, and all the hope that the enemy has put in your way to stop you. I clear it out in the name of Jesus. I violently choke out the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear, doubt, and worry, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that these leaders are free. Free to go forward destiny. Free to go forward in that of which God has called them to do. I decree and declare that generations shall be changed according to the voice. I decree and declare, God, that those who are saved will be lost according to those who are on this line. We thank you, oh God, that you are filling them with courage and with strength. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for strengthening the arms of every leader who is upon this line. In the name of Jesus, that they will be able to carry the next weight of the anointing, that they will be able to carry the way of glory in the name of Jesus, that there will be glory carriers in this season. I thank you that you are sharpening the eyes of every intercessor that is upon this life. Give them eagle eye vision, Lord, that they might see the lost and bring them in. I also thank you that you are opening up your leader's eyes to resources. You're opening their eyes to pathways that they know
praise God.
Pathways that they see not yet. Thank you that you're opening their eyes that they might see in the name of Jesus. Thank you that they will follow your leading for you said in your word that those who are willing to be led by the Spirit of God, that they are the sons of God. And so we thank you,
that
your leaders would follow you. They would follow your leading. They would follow your wooing. They would follow your voice. In this hour, I decree and declare there would not be a lost harvest by way of the dissension of the voice. Glory to God.
My God.
There will not be any dissension in the voice where you think it's God and it's not God. I pray for a surety in this hour, for you said in your word that your sheep know your voice, and a stranger they shall not follow.
Hallelujah.
And so this season, I pray today that your sheep would aggressively follow after you. And what you have said concerning their lives, I thank you, glory to God. I thank you that no good thing will be withheld from them. Now I violently push past every witch. I push past every warlock in the name of Jesus. May your power be broken in the name of Jesus. Every system of Jezebel, I tear down every altar of Jezebel. I destroy it and bring it to naught. I decree and declare that it be burned by the fire of God. I decree and declare that every hex, every spell, every curse, white magic, black magic, voodoo, sangria, I decree and declare that it's power does not work. I strip it of its power in the name of Jesus. I even decree and declare, my son, the Lord, Shandalabar, even doors that have been opened to psychics. Oh, I hear you. Even doors that have been opened to psychics. I close it in the name of Jesus. All familiar spirits, I send glory to God, static in the realm of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. All tarot card reading, I strip you of your power in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has a great and wonderful future for you, according to Jeremiah 29:11. I decree and declare, the word of the Lord stands over every power. power of the witch. The word of the Lord stands over every power of the warlock. The word of the Lord stands over the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I hold my feet. I come against every generational curse, every generational tie, every time-sensitive curse. I deactivate it in the name of Jesus. All covenants that were made by your great-grandmother and your great-great-great-grandmother, I break it and I destroy it, that it may never come to that it may never come to formation again. I send the angels of the Lord to where every altar is set up. I send the angels of the Lord to destroy it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, may thunder come upon it. May lightning come upon it. In the name of Jesus, may fire come to the house of every witch. In the name of
Jesus,
I decree and declare that every demonic fire that you be sent back to your sender, I decree and declare every demonic fire be scattered seven ways. And I decree that the report that you bring back to your master will bring you to shame and ruin in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our language would be confounding and confusing to you. I release the spirit of confusion into enemy's camp. May our language be scattered in his brain. In the name of Jesus, may our words confuse the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I cover our lot, God, in the place that you've given us jurisdictional authority over. I decree and declare, hallelujah, that those who the enemy has sent as demonic spies and henchmen, may they come to a sudden death. I heard it. I know what I said.
In the name of Jesus.
Those who sit around and survey the land sent by the devil come to an early death now. Even the fowls of the air, I declare impotence over your senses. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your eyesight be blinded, that your eyesight be askew. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare your eyesight be blurred. I come for every wolf and every fox, Makaso, Jenelebo Hosi and Delavaha, Ekomo, Pandela. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
In the realm of the spirit to overtake every fox, every wolf, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare you take your roots and you go. In the name of Jesus, we come against you now as a strong hedge in the realm of the spirit. I release angels right now. Yeah, I feel angels moving. I release angels with sword dipped in the blood. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
We shall not miss another harvest. Glory to God. Because spies have come unaware and foxes have come unaware. Supernaturally upgrade our senses that we might be able to see the thief in the night. I told my feet. And we give you glory. Let the light of Zion shine over our property, over our territory.
Hallelujah.
Let the light of Jehovah shine. In the name of Jesus, shine, and let every enemy of the darkness be scattered. Expose every wolf in sheep clothing. Glory to God. Expose every wolf in sheep clothing. Right now, pull the mask off of every witch, pull the mask off of every devil, pull the mask off of every wolf. Let us see the enemy that is in front of our faces and give us the tools to be able to adequately handle our enemies. You said you teach our hands to fight and our fingers to war. And so, Holy Ghost, empower us today to fight the good fight of faith. And we thank you in the glory. We thank you right now, oh God.
Hallelujah.
They are a property and the place that you've given us jurisdictional authority over. We pull up every weed. We pull up every mutation that will cause there to be a drought in our land, that will cause there to be a crop failure in our land. We pull it up in the in the name of Jesus.
Judas,
and we give you glory. I shine. We give you honor. Empower every apostle to continue to employ, deploy, empower, and teach men into destiny. Continue to strengthen every apostle. Strengthen the strengthen their mind, oh God, in the recesses of their mind. Let them be able to think, oh God, and bring the plan and schematic that you have called them to in the earth realm. Let every apostle have a supernatural mind shift that they would think and they would bring into the earth realm what you have called them to do. Thank you that every apostle that is on this line, that there is new revelation that is coming unto them.
Lord.
We thank you, oh God, that even the word, even ancient technology that is in the word of the Lord that is applicable now will become known unto them. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you. Thank you that every prophet will prophesy. I come against the muzzling of every prophet, the neutering of every prophet, or the
masculization
of every prophet by way of the spirit of Jezebel. I decree and declare every male prophet, you arise in strength. Every woman prophet, you arise in strength. And be ye submitted to the spirit of God. Say what God has said. Speak the word of the Lord and do that of which God has called you to do. Every leader that is upon this live, raise them up, O God, to do that of which you have called them to do.
In
raise
the name
them
Jesus.
Up in marketplace ministry.
Yes,
raise
God.
Them up in street
Hallelujah.
Ministry. Raise them up in evangelism.
Yes,
raise them up in
yes,
social
Lord.
Relationships. Raise them up at the schools.
Hallelujah.
Raise them up at their workplaces. Raise them up, O God, and create interceptions.
Oh, Jesus.
That they can talk about you. Intersections where they can preach about you. Intersections where they can prophesy about you. Intersections where they can sing about you. Intersections where we can tell the world about you. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, that every spirit of religion is choked out and bound. In, the
in
name
Jesus'
of Jesus,
name.
Thank you that we will not reject
Lord.
The walk, that we will not reject those who you have called us to accept
Jesus.
Because of what they
Hallelujah.
Look like, because of what they smell like, because
yes,
of what
Lord.
They act like. Father, purify our love walk, that we would love like you, that we would see like you, that we would accept like
mm-hmm.
you. Because according to your word, you said it was only when you saw us polluted in our own blood that you came and saw about us. So, Father, let us have a perspective change that we understand it was such as many of us, it was such as the ones that we're going to save. And so, Father, prick our hearts, that we might
yes,
have a correct
Lord.
Love walk
yes,
with
God. Yes, Lord.
In and bring it
in the name of Jesus.
We thank you, oh God,
yes,
for
intervention
of
you.
Love in the name of
Jesus.
I even pray for
Jesus.
Those upon this line who are a part of the hospitality ministry. I pray in the ministry of health. I pray, oh
yes,
God,
yes.
that even the ministry of health, that you
yes,
would
God.
Raise them up and you would anoint again the ministry of health, because that's been a forgotten ministry. Father, infuse that ministry again. Infuse the ministry of health again, Father, that they might claim the Lord. Empower every deacon in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Empower
Jesus.
Again, that we might take dominion, that we might take authority. Let apostolic invasions break out. Glory. Thank you. Let
God,
apostolic
God.
Invasions break out.
Yeah.
Glory
to
God.
Glory
to
God.
World, and we
Lord God.
Be an apostolic invasion
Jesus, Lord
the
bless
of God,
you, Lord.
Will invade, hallelujah, the earth by way of the sons of God. Let there be a new groaning, hallelujah, in your sons. For you said that the earth is groaning, the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The earth is groaning and moaning for the manifestations
Jesus.
Of the sons of God. Allow
yes,
there
God.
To be manifestations and demonstrations of your sons as we believe. For you said in your word, greater works shall we do. And so,
yes,
Father,
God.
We pray for
yes,
greater
Lord,
works.
God. Hallelujah.
You said in your word that signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. We believe you. We believe you in your death, burial, and resurrection. We believe
Hallelujah.
You. Father, you didn't just die so that we could commemorate you on Sunday. You died that men would be in forward motion so that we can bring them back to you. And so,
Jesus.
Father, bring us into forward motion. Bring us into forward momentum that we might save the lost. breathe even on this line. Thank you, I even feel. Thank you, I attract mental illness. Oh, yes, I do. I come against this up and down in the emotion. Glory to God. Whoever that is, seek out a counselor. It is nothing wrong to seek out the help that God has provided for you to be whole. Glory to God. And I come against this up and down of emotions, of this bipolar spirit. Glory to God. I come against you. And it's birthed because of I hear a chemical imbalance. That's what it is. Whoever this person is, you need to go see your doctor. It's a chemical imbalance if I not be a prophet of God. And it's related to your diet. Glory to God. It's about what you're eating. I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah. Glory. And so, Father, I thank you that you're regulating emotions and that you're regulating emotional postures and emotional sins. I even come against somebody up here has a strong spirit of rage. I come for this spirit of rage in the name of Jesus. You child demon, you. Yes, they did it to you. Yes, they were wrong. But if you are a child of God, you do not have the right to carry that spirit, and that spirit has no access to you. I pray, Father, you would release them from that in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you that you are bringing your people into total wholeness, into total restoration, into total
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are bringing all things together, all things aware. Yes, I hear the Lord telling me to tell y'all on this line. I don't know if many of y'all have been. I know many of y'all up here have been worrying low-key and doing the whole church thing. It's okay. We all done it at one point. But I'm here to tell you all things are well. It is okay.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you've been facing. I don't know what you've been going through, but the Lord says all things are well. All things are working out concerning you, but you have to have a perspective change. Glory to God. The Bible says, I'll do a new thing in front of you, shall ye not know it. What does that mean? God done already did it, but your perspective hasn't changed. You see what he's done. Glory to God. And so I thank you for new perspective. I thank you that you're doing something new.
Hallelujah.
Let there be a fresh anointing in my soul. Wherever you are, just lift your hand. I feel the anointing. Rest, move, and abide. Like only you can. And let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be their portion. I pray, God, that this word and this prayer lets your people know what to do now and how to rest. In crisis. That you have released a word of faith, hope, and encouragement to your people can continue to go forward, that they will not be afraid, but they will go forward and doing in that of which you have called them to do. Bless the apostle of this movement, Bless her house, bless her hands, bless her works, and cover her house. I come against all backlash and retaliation for her obeying God and putting this together. I thank you that all things concerning her, her property, her establishments, her investment, where she has her money, all assets, all of it, is covered in the name of Jesus. And there will not be a hold of a delay or anything being stopped because she has followed the voice of the Lord. But I thank you that the angels of the Lord are going to carry her through this. I don't know what this is, but I thank you that you are going to carry her through this. and I give you glory. And at this time, I yield my life. But if you believe that, just give God a strong praise that we can thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The blessings of the Lord make it rich and have it multiply.
Listen, we're not going to grieve this spirit. Go ahead and bless him. Receive what you need. Labor in his presence. We're not going to grieve this spirit. Labor in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Open up your mouth, unmute your phone. Come on and press into the glory. Press. Open up your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Receive it with thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, there's another remnant of spirit for you. Come on and grab hold of it.
In Jesus' name.
I said you're sealed up and I cover you in the name of Jesus. I send angels with swords dipped in the blood to stand guard where I cannot. And I decree and declare that there is apostolic alignment in that situation right now.
In Jesus'
and
name.
And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be your portion. We don't play with demons. We
no,
have
we
authority
don't.
Over devils.
Yes, we do.
And so I decree that it is over and that the Lord is covering you and that the Lord is keeping you and that the spirit of torment and shame will not come back to haunt you. We don't get shamed over deliverance. We run into deliverance.
That's
because
right.
Deliverance
that's right.
Is for the children. Deliverance
Peace
is for the son. Salvation is for the lost. Deliverance
that's right.
is for the son. And so we thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Give
God.
Give God glory. Give him glory. Praise him.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
My Lord.
Glory,
my
glory, glory.
Jesus.
Glory, glory,
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen.
Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
God. We thank God.
Jesus.
Beloved, we thank God for what it is that he has done in this prayer service. The man of God, the prophet. Amen. We pray a prayer of replenishment upon him that
Amen.
God will replenish, restore, renew. That God will bless him according to how he
Amen.
Poured out. The Bible says, do not muzzle
Amen.
The ox that tread the corn. The corn
Amen.
That we had today wasn't no ordinary corn. This was some nice, rich, my God, delivering. Amen. Tearing down the devil kingdom type of corn. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for how the prophet trampled. Amen. All over the kingdom of darkness. Not just in
Amen.
Our lives. Amen. But in
Amen.
The lives of your generation. Whenever
Amen.
You stand before God, you stand before God with
it's
everything
real.
That is within you. Don't
Amen.
Never just stand for yourself,
yes.
praise God.
Jesus.
Stand with everything that is within you
My
and
Lord.
Bless the Lord. Amen?
Jesus.
And so we want to be able to see into this grace, into this anointing. Amen?
Amen.
The man of God came from 1 Samuel chapter 30. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe it was verse 6. Amen. Praise God. God is already moving upon your heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, this is a deliverance ministry.
Amen.
My sons and daughters have to know how to move into deliverance. Amen. For the
Amen.
Kingdom of God is not talk, but power. Amen.
Amen.
An extraordinary deposit has been smeared in this place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you that are hearers of the grace has been partakers of this bread of life. Amen. Praise God. And so we want to give you the opportunity that you may see. Amen. Amen. In that word, what do I do after this? Amen. You divinely align yourself. You get in the presence of God. You divinely align yourself and you change your perspective.
Amen.
And then you move forward with the new perspective, praise God. That's
Jesus.
The grace of God.
Jesus.
And you can do that now because the legislator has legislated. Amen.
Amen.
Daniel was a legislator.
Yes.
He dealt
God,
with demonic
God.
Lords. Lords that was changed, that was coming up against the kingdom of God. That's
Amen.
What took place in your life today. The prophet legislated. Dismantled demonic movement, demonic laws, things that was forming against you, those things no longer exist. Amen? I believe in telling the truth and shaming the devil. Titan is right. It ain't nobody mad but the devil. Praise God. And so, beloved, you are able to see into this anointing. Amen? Those of you that can, amen, because of 1 Samuel, amen, 30, amen, 6, some of you may be able to give $306 seed. Some of you may only be able to give a $30.60 seed. Amen? Some of you may be able to give $3.06. Some of you may be able to give $3,006. Amen? According to how your faith is. Praise God. Amen? But step out on faith. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And see. Amen? This is good ground. And you can see through Cash App, $CSVC12. Amen? Or you can see through the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, praise God, or you can see through Zelle, amen, that church email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com, praise God, amen, beloved, and we're going to release the line back to the prophet, amen, that he may bless you. The word that you received has already built your faith. You have already been blessed. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus said when the 10 lepers got whole, only one came back and said, thank you. He said, what happened to the other nine? Amen. Praise God. We want to bless God with all that we have, not just with the fruit of our lips, but with the increase of our substance and with our material. We want to bless him. Praise God. And when you're blessing the work of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, the work of Jesus Christ here, you are blessing God. You are seeding into good ground. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to be a blessing to the man of God that labored in the vineyard. Praise God. Deliverance has come and visited your house this day. And I heard the prophet break it off by the authority given unto him. He sealed it. And he legislated a hedge, that seven times more will not visit that house. Will not visit that house. Praise God. You got to stand strong. Because seven times more can't come. Hallelujah. Thank you.
My God.
My God, my God. This is how we deal with devils. We have authority. Praise God. This is how we deal with evil and wickedness. We don't fall down and cry and get afraid. We don't shake and we don't shiver. We don't do that, praise God. But we stand in Christ, in his presence, in his word by faith, hallelujah. And we speak the authority that he has given unto each of us, amen. Prophet, I want to release the line that God may use you to bless the people that are graced by faith to give. You can only give by faith, beloved. You can only give by faith, amen, and give cheerfully and give bountifully, but by faith, praise God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Let God be the determination of the honoring of your gift. Prophet, I release the line to you one more time, and then the man of God will close us out. He will be the last voice that you hear, praise God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Expedient grace again to everyone. Thank you all so much for receiving me just for a couple of minutes. I bless God for each and every one of you. I honor you in every one of your respective places. Again, I thank and honor Apostle Asia for allowing me to come on, to my spiritual father who's here, Pastor Prophet Dwayne Britt, to my mother who's here, Evangelist Katina, my grandmother who I heard, Evangelist Jackie, Jacqueline Harris. We thank God for all of you being here and for all of you supporting me. I bless every one of you in the strong, irrefutable name of Jesus Christ and the matchless name thereof. I want to also take this time to invite you, if you guys are in the Houston, Texas area, April 22nd and 23rd will be my first prayer revival, and it is called When Sons Cry Prayer Revival. If you're anywhere in the Houston, Texas area, April 22nd and 23rd, please connect with me. And if you're not able to come, also inbox me, because we'll have a live Facebook link where you can be interactive with us when the conference is. I pray that you will continue to pray with me as I pray for you. So let me pray for you guys, and then we'll end this. Father, I thank you for all that you have said today. I thank you for your word, which is spirit and life. I thank you for doing what you do, because without you, I can't do it. And so I thank you for having your way and you saying what you wanted to say. I am nothing without you. And so I thank you that you chose me yet again to use me to speak your word, because you could have used anybody, and I don't take it lightly, and I thank you. And so, Father, bless me, bless your people, and allow your people to have a crash course with destiny, to know that they are your sons, but allow their spirit to be settled from the word of the Lord that you released today in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 4 through 6, that they know now what to do and how to respond in crisis. And so, Father, I thank you that the word will not be snuffed out. I thank you for a peaceful day and a remainder of a peaceful week. I thank you that all things work together according to the word of the Lord and for the good of those and those who are called according to your purpose. And I thank you that it is so, and it shall not be otherwise. I bless you guys. Until we all meet again on this line, I bid you exceeding grace, that you are dismissed.
Amen.
Amen.
Agape love, beloved.